Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. How is the American economy really doing? If you look at financial statistics, most are neutral to positive. Supposedly, more Americans have jobs, housing prices are rising, and commercial development in the Lansing area is greater than just 5 years ago. Countering that, consider the Lansing and Meridian malls. Earlier this year, Macy's, one of the Lansing mall's anchor stores, closed. Last week, it was announced that the Rue 21 store there will also be closing. Tomorrow, the Gordman store in the Meridian Mall, which occupies 50,000 square feet and has 100 employees, is closing its doors. Such store closings like this do not represent prosperity to the general public. In fact, it contradicts all the supposedly upbeat economic news. While some pretend that this reflects a shift to online sales, that only explains a part of falling sales by brick-and-mortar stores. In talking with the public on a daily basis, I hear contradictory messages. People say how they hear that the economy is supposedly improving. But when they get right down to their own finances, they are more precarious than ever. I think people should be uneasy about the U.S. economy. You see, the American financial landscape is going to get much bleaker starting 3 months from now. The state and local governments and government school districts that have a June 30 fiscal year will start reporting their financial statements about the beginning of August. This year, for the first time ever, these entities' balance sheets will be required to include the present value of unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. These liabilities, that have never previously appeared on the balance sheets, will, nationwide, expose the multi-trillions of dollars of prior government expenses. A high percentage of governments and school districts will be forced to disclose that they are insolvent, if not actually bankrupt. As more of this financial devastation is reported day by day, the U.S. economy and the U.S. dollar will be at ever higher risk of a major downturn. Gold and silver prices are almost certain to rise. 3 months from now, how will you protect your financial health? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.